Yes, this is Brother Wilmer Kaufman again here this morning with the morning devotional. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ here this morning. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to go to James chapter 3, and I'd like to go to verse 14. That's James 3, verse 14. It says, "But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth." I guess this morning I'm just opening up my heart to you all. I guess what I'm thinking here this morning is maybe you can all learn with me as I learn the deeper things here. Just became aware lately that most of my life, I would have seen bitterness and envying and strife towards other people. Whenever I thought of bitterness or envying or striving, I would always have seen that as, for an example, or a person would be bitter against another person. Or a person that was envying would be envious of another person. Or if a person is striving, he would be striving towards another person. And the Lord has just been opening up my eyes in this area. There's a possibility, and there's a very good possibility that if there's envying towards, well, I should back up. To envy can be to envy something rather than somebody. That's what I'm starting to see here. We can envy something. It does not have to be somebody. In other words, we can set goals in our minds for our own self. And those goals can be very selfish goals. It can be goals that we think that we want. Maybe it would be our family life. Maybe, just for an example, if we would take our family life and we set a high goal for our family. And even though we might not be envying some other family, it's this goal that we have in our mind where our family should be. And we're envying after a goal. And what happens is when we do that, and that goal is set very high, and we do not achieve that, we will walk in unthankfulness and ungratefulness, and the joy of the Lord will be robbed from us. One simple thing for us to think about is we all have 24 hours in a day, and each hour has 60 minutes, and we all get the same amount every day. Every day, everybody on this earth gets the same amount of minutes. However, for some of us, set goals in what we want to get done that day, and it's not wrong. I think it's good to set goals. However, we can come to a point where we envy that goal. Our heart is set on that goal so much that we strive for that goal. And when we do not achieve our goal, we can actually be bitter that we didn't achieve the goal. We can become very bitter. I find it interesting here because James 3:14 is where I'm reading from here. And if we back up a couple verses, it says in 11, it says, does a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? So if we are bitter at circumstances, if we are simply bitter because we're not getting done what we want to get done, whether it's in our family life or an amount that we'd like to get done in a day, or maybe it's the amount of money that we make in a day, we're just not getting done what we're striving for. We're just not getting it done. And what we end up doing is being bitter at a circumstance, at some things, rather than somebody. Envy is something that is really hard to detect. It is a very elusive sin that can be in our hearts. And I guess this whole thing of envying a circumstance rather than something, I mean something rather than somebody, has been a very new thought for me. And it's a very subtle sin, because the God's word tells us to rejoice in all things. He also tells us to be thankful in all things. And when there is a striving in our heart, whether it's against somebody or something, when there is a bitterness in our heart, it robs us from the joy of the day. And I find this so interesting. This has been so convicting to me. There's an interesting verse in Proverbs 27:7. It says, the full soul loatheth and honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. I find that so interesting. It's saying a soul or a person's life, a person that has everything they want, they even loathe honeycomb. And apparently this writer found this interesting, because honeycomb is very sweet. But to the person that's not hungry, he even loatheth the honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Wow, I just had to look at that. It does look like we can even have sweet things in our life that we're not thankful for, because we're so full. But if we could start seeing and being thankful for these little things, which is not possible if we're bitter and striving against either somebody or something. Envy is a robber, and it's a thief, and it's very destructive, and it kills. And we know that the enemy is the father of all that. So this envying is a very subtle and can be a very hidden sin in our lives. And it can hide itself behind many things. Isaiah 5:20, it says, woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's what envy does. It distorts everything for us. I would just encourage you to join me today to rejoice and to be thankful and to let the joy of the Lord be our strength today and to be thankful and not to let this evil hide itself in our life, but that it would have to be cleaned out. Father, we come before you here this morning. Lord, we love you and we trust you for today. Father, we do want the joy. We want the joy, your joy, to be our strength today. Therefore, we ask in the name of Jesus to be cleansed from all envying and bitterness and strife in our lives. We ask to be cleansed from those things, and we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that this spirit of envy and strife and bitterness, we command these things to go away from our lives. And we ask, Father, that you would cleanse the very area in my life that I've not been thankful and I've not been joyful because envy lived there. And I just ask that you would cleanse me. Cleanse us, Father. Make us clean. And fill us with your joy today. Father, we love you. You are good. You're the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we just thank you, Father, for that. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.